This meeting is being recorded.
Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call today. We are fortunate to have His Grace Pram Govind Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 18th chapter, verse 8 onwards. I request Suresham Prabhuji for brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Suresham Prabhuji. I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. His Grace Pram Govind Prabhuji was born in 1962 in East Pakistan. His maternal grandfather was a follower of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So Prabhuji had the pleasure of experiencing Vaishnava festivals and dramas, which led him to the desire to be a Vaishnava from a very early age. In 1971, Prabhuji attended a lecture that Srila Prabhupada was giving in Deshapriya Park and saw Western devotees for the first time. In 1977, while visiting a cousin in West Bengal, he overheard a neighbor enthusiastically talking about the ISKCON temple in Mayapur, which made him visit the temple where he met Raghav Pandit Prabhu. In 1978, Prabhuji moved to Vrindavan, where he met His Holiness Bhaktacharu Swami Maharaj, and Maharaj encouraged him to preach while he was young and returned to Vrindavan for bhajan when he got old. He took initiation. He follows Radhanath Swami Maharaja. In 1980s, Prabhuji focused on book distribution in Calcutta, managing the guest house in Mayapur, managing the Gaur Purnima festival, facilitating prasadam and accommodations for GBZ, sannyasis and devotees and life members. Prabhuji also served as a life member director and fundraiser for Mayapur temple. He then traveled with His Holiness Bhaktacharu Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj to Europe and America. Since 2003, His Holiness Pram Govind Prabhuji has been living and serving at the Alachwa temple by giving Krishna Katha and counseling devotees daily in overcoming their challenges in spiritual path. Recently, His Grace Pram Govind Prabhu has been engaged in translating Manasiksha for Her Grace Urmila Mataji and is planning to take sannyas to progress further in his devotion. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, back to you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the introduction. Hare Krishna Pram Govind Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference call, yes, Prabhupada. I would like to hand over call to you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, am I audible?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. I would like to sing very quick a song. I forwarded to Mother Shyama Gauri. Is she there? It's called Anadi Karma Phale, because today's purport is all about karma, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a song about this. If possible, you all can participate also. It began with Anadi Karma Phale.
Mataji will share.
Okay. Oh, Mother Shyama Gauri. Thank you, Mother Shyama Gauri. She's always so kind and affectionate to me that she reminds for this wonderful service. I appreciate that. Anadi Karma Phale পরিভাবার নবজলে তরিবারে না দেখি উপায় এ বিষয় হলাহলে দিবানিসি হিয়া জলে মন কভু সুখ নাহি পায় আশা পাশ শত শত ক্লেশ দেয় অবিরত প্রবৃত্তি উর্মিরা তাহা খেলা কাম ক্রোধয়াদি ছয়া বাতা পারে দেয় ভয় অবসান হইল আসিবেলা অবসান হইল আসিবেলা জ্ঞান কর্ম ত্যাগ দুই মরে প্রতিক্রিয়া হই অবশেষে ফেলে সিন্ধু জলে, এহে না সময়ে বন্ধু তুমি কৃষ্ণ কৃপা সিন্ধু, কৃপা করি তল মরে বলে। পতিত কিঙ্করে ধরি পাদ পদ্ম ধুলি করি, দেহ ভক্তি বিনোদ আশ্রয়, আমি তব নিত্য দাস ভুলিয়া মায়ার পাশ, বদ্ধ হয়ে আছি দয়াময়, বদ্ধ হয়ে আছি দয়াময়। মাদার, উড ইউ লাইক টু রিড দ্য ট্রান্সলেশন ফর অল অফ আস?
ইয়েস প্রভুজি। One, I have fallen into the ocean of material existence as a result of my selfish activities, which are without beginning, and I see no means of deliverance from this great ocean of nescience. Day and night, my heart burns from the poison of these worldly activities, and on account of this, my mind never finds any satisfaction or happiness.
We can take turns. Hundreds and thousands of desires like nooses around my neck constantly give me misery and trouble. In that great ocean of nescience, the waves of materialistic tendency. In this world, there are many thieves and rogues of whom six are prominent: lust, anger, greed, illusion, and madness. They are causing me great fear, and in this way my life is coming to an end.
The two highway robbers, material speculation and furtive activity, have cheated me and misled, and finally they are throwing me into the ocean of misery at such a time as this. My dear Krishna, you are the only friend, and you are the ocean of mercy and compassion. I have no strength to get out of this ocean of nescience, so I pray to you, your lotus feet, that you will be kind and by your strength uplift me from this ocean of suffering.
Accept this fallen servant and fix me as a particle of dust on your lotus feet. Kindly give me shelter to this Bhakti Vinodha. O most merciful Lord, actually I am your eternal servant, but having forgot this, I have become bound up in the network of Maya.
Thank you. This translation, this song itself summarizes the entire problem of material world. So thank you so much. So today I am assigned to serve Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, 18th chapter, text 8. And it's interesting how Krishna from the heart actually guide. This is one of the verse that decades back, somebody gave me a warning, one sannyasi, and told me to recite few verses always every day. And this is one of the verse. And some other Bhakti Japa Sangha group definitely connected with Super Soul for me to understand, because they assigned me that verse too. So it's very interesting. So I appreciate, thank you to all the Bhakti Japa Sangha group member and Lord Sri Krishna, who is behind all this sanctioning. So this verse, it is a prose, but we can repeat the way I sing. I mean, may not be the best, but that's how I memorize. So please, maybe you can try with me. So before we begin, I would like to see the Nrisimhadev in this verse, every pages of Bhagavatam. Only reason I may not be able to see because my consciousness to connect Bhagavatam and me is contaminated. So we purify that contamination by uttering the beautiful prayers Srila Prabhupada introduced. So everybody can fold their hands and keep your eyes halfway closed and meditate on Krishna's wonderful form in the cow barn of Nanda Maharaj, where this name was given, origin form of Vasudev is in that baby Krishna sitting on the lap of Mother Yashoda and stick out his feet to Gargacharya when he actually quoted those verses. So please repeat after me. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
And together, if you know the rest, Narayanam namaskritam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayam mudirayet nasta prayesu abhadresu nittam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistakim. Now, this is my conviction that if you really want to get out of the material entanglement, the selfish desire, this prayer is extremely powerful. It works. I'm not an advanced devotee. I'm still a wretched soul, but I see in my heart this separate, independent desire away from Krishna disappearing. It works. So please let us recite this together if we can. Repeat after me the way I do it. Om Namah Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om Namah Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namaste jaste jase avi avirbhava.
Namaste avir avirbhava.
Vajranaka Vajradhangsta Karma Sayana.
Vajranaka Vajradhangsta Karma Sayana.
Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasha Grasa.
Randhaya Randhaya Tamo Grasha.
Om Swaha.
Om Swaha.
Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuista. Om Skrom.
Abhayam Abhayam
Atmani Bhuista. Om Skrom.
Thank you. That was very nice. Let's do one more time. Om Namah Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya.
Namaste jas tejase abhi abhirbhava.
Namaste jas tejase abhirbhava.
Vajra Nakha Vajra Dhangstra Karma Sayana.
Vajra Nakha Vajra Dhangstra Karma.
Randhaya Randhaya Tamagrasa Grasa.
Randhaya Randhaya Namasta Grasa Grasa.
Om Swaha.
Om Swaha.
Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuista Om Shkrom.
Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuista Om.
So we can recite one more time, final. All together, the no breaking, because that's how I also chant. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jasi Abhi Abhirbhava Vajranaka Vajradamstra Karma Sayan Randaya Randaya Tamagrasa Grasa Om Swaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuista Om Shkro. Very nice. Thank you so much. Of course, this verse spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, but Prahlad Maharaj did not need protection separately. He was always protected because of his constant thinking of Krishna and meditating. So then question comes, then how come Prahlad Maharaj is praying this? This is for his compassionate nature for all the Jambudvip residents, especially Harivarsha, where he is residing in front of Nrisimhadev's wonderful Sri Murti Vigraha. He recites this and he encourages all the citizens in that abode to recite this. And Srila Prabhupada says, any devotee aspiring to be free from material desire should offer his respectful prayers to Nrisimhadev as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. It's very nice. Prabhupada actually encouraging us that we should do this prayers. Of course, Prahlad Maharaj is fearless, experienced, mood causes to pray like this. Now you all know, I'm sure, in third chapter, Mother Devahuti also prayed to son Kapila, her own son. It's very funny the way she prayed. She said, please help me, teach me how I can transcend this. Why somebody would pray like this? How come I, as a conditioned soul, don't pray like this? Because they already transcended. That's why they are praying like this. They really feel it. Like Prabhupada prayed every day. So it's very nice. Three things she prayed and Kapildev was smiling. So I'm sure when Prahlad Maharaj is praying this, Nrisimhadev probably smiling. Because not that he needs it, but because he's always protected. But for others' benefit, he exhibiting this. So it's wonderful. So we are going to read the synonyms, translation, and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Synonyms, Om, O Lord, Namaha, my respectful obeisances, Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Narasimhaya, known as Lord Nrisimha, Namaha, obeisances, Tejaha, Tejase, the power of all power. Avi Avirbhava, please be fully manifest. Vajra Nakha, O you who possess nails like thunderbolts. Vajra Dhangstra, O you who possess teeth like thunderbolts. Karma Ashayan, demoniac desire to be happy by material activities. This is a very important word, karma ashrayan. We have love for Krishna, but there is a covering that is covering that love for Krishna by a thick cover, very thick. A karma ashrayan, jnana ashrayan, yoga ashrayan, like this. So karma ashrayan is the most important one before. Because I'm sure you all know that jnana and yoga appeared in this material world after karma. Karma first appeared. When the first birth, one place Prabhupada says Brahmaji, Brahma's position or Brahma's life, you can say. And the fourth canto, it says that first birth in this material world is human being. And karma begins only when you are on the human platform. So it's very interesting how the contamination came with in the beginning. So karma ashayan, Prabhupada writes, demoniac desire to be happy by material activities. This is the biggest problem. The rest of the verse is just giving the other components. Randaya, randaya, kindly vanquish tamaha, ignorance in the material world. Grasa, kindly drive away. Grasa, kindly drive away. Om, O my Lord. Swaha, respectful oblations. Abhayam, fearlessness. Abhayam, fearlessness. Atmani, in my mind. Bhuyastha, may you appear. Om, O Lord. Skrom, the bija or seed of mantras, offering prayers to Lord Nishinadev. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nishinadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity. In this material world, demon-like desire for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our heart and drive away our ignorance so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 4.22.39, Sanat Kumar speaks the following word to Maharaj Prithu. Jatpada pankaja palasa vilasa bhakta karma sayan gratito utgranti santaha tadvanna rikta matayo jatayo piruddha Sruta ganastam maranam bhaja vasudevam. Devotees always engage in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet, can very easily become free from hard-knotted desires for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy matter to his fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another. Thus his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. It's interesting. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti devotional service as follows. Anna vilasita sinnam gena karmadi anabritam anukullena krishnanu silanam bhakti ruttama. Madhalila 19.167. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed of all material desire, which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. It's interesting, Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desire. Hiranya means gold, Kashipu means soft cushion or bed. Materialistic person always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus, Hiranyakashipu was the perfect representative of material life, materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Nrisimhadev killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Nrisimhadev as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. Isn't sweet? Prabhupada is so nice. The last sentence is so cool. So we're going to chant this Mangala Acharan to evoke the mercy of our Guru Gauranga, so we all can get benefited. You can all join. Offer your heart in the form of flower to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasa Genanjana Salakaya Chakshurunmulitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namam. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Shapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Taru Vesham Kripa Sindhu Baye Bacha Patitanam Pavanipra Vaishnavibho Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this verse one more time. Om Namah Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jaste Jase Abir Abir Bhava Vajranaka Vajradamsaka Armasayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Saha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuista Om Skrom. So in the synonyms, Prabhupada used that word, translation of that word, karma ashayan, demoniac desire to be happy by material activities. I'm sorry, I made a little chart, but I forgot to put it out. At that Tatastha region, where the soul first exposed to make their own choice. Each of us in the audience, in the Zoom, all over the world, all over the unlimited material universes, we all choose to go this side or that side from the marginal. So, whether we are fully aware or not aware, if we touch fire, we'll get burned. It is not the fault of the fire. It is the fault of the person who make the choice. So, those who choose, like myself, to look at towards the allure activities of illusory energy, they got immediately covered out of compassion of the Lord, a covering called false ego. False ego bind the conscious being. We are conscious being, unit of consciousness. Conscious being and false ego binds into dead matter. Dead matter has a two covering. Subtle covering, mind, intelligent ego, and gross covering is earth, air, water, fire, ether. Now, where is Maya playing this role? Very unique. Because we are not naturally attracted to the earth, air, water, fire, ether. If you look at the earth, air, water, fire, you're not attracted. But when Maya put this together in a blending machine called her activities, and to create an ice cream, beautiful form of a girl or a boy, or a nice house. It's those things are nothing but earth, air, water, fire, ether. But the way she put it, it allures us. Desire to enjoy those sense objects where the karma is born. So it's very unique. Prabhupada says, karma ashayan, demoniac desire. Why demoniac desire? Demoniac in a sense that separate interest from God. That's all. Anything not pleasing God is demoniac because this causes suffering. Okay, now we're going to go to the translation, how Prabhupada put this translation so nicely. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nisingadev, the source of all power. Now, source of all power, of course, we know that Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is the source of all power and Nisingadev is also Vishnu Tattva. But why here, if you look at the word to word, Bhagavate unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narasimhaya, known as Lord Nisingadev. There is a secret, not just whenever Prabhupada said something or translated, there is a hidden meaning. So Srila Gurgovinda Maharaj explained one time about this, why Nisingadev is so prominent in our life. Why not Matsya? Why not Kurma? Why not Varaha or other? There's so many incarnations of God. But how come we don't celebrate so jubilantly? It's very funny that any temple you go, the devotee always chant Nisinga prayers. They don't chant fish incarnation prayers. I mean, it's nothing wrong. They can chant, but they don't. But they definitely remember Nrisimha prayers. Everybody. Somebody cannot pronounce Sanskrit, but still they remember the prayers and they can pronounce very well. Because Nrisimha prayers, Nrisimha Dev's appearance in our life, why Prabhupada says source of all power, I'm just going to see how, I mean, I'm going to explain how I see it. When Lord Nrisimha Dev appeared and this baby Prahlad, 5 years old boy, fearless, because he knows his sweet beloved Lord is not a fearful form, it's a loving form, affectionate form. Like a baby cub is not afraid of the lion, the other animal will be afraid because lion eats them. But baby cub, so Prahlad Maharaj was fearlessly, and you all know that how no demigod could pacify him. Anybody in the entire creation could not pacify Nrisimha Dev unless until Prahlad Maharaj came forward. The bond between Nrisimha Dev and Prahlad became so tightened that Nrisimha Dev's angerness not only disappeared, his affection was evoked by Prahlad's reciprocation. That Nrisimha Dev started leaking his blood. And this was the first time in this universe that the Lord developed to relish affection with the devotees, from the devotees, by his own protection and care. All the incarnation before Nrisimha Dev did not have a parents because of that. That time Nrisimha Dev, seeing Prahlad Maharaj, he said, I want to relish what Prahlad is relishing from me. He's relishing fearless. He's relishing a motherly care, affection. I want to experience that too. I'm Supreme God, but I have an experience. So completeness of Bhagavan's, three ways we can measure. One is, he is by himself, for himself, of himself. Okay, that's good, existential. What was the big deal about it, somebody may say. The next point is that he has unlimited, inconceivable power. Oh, that may be, you know, striking. Wow, he can do so many. Okay, that's good. Third point, Rasabdim. Rasabdim means he's a reservoir of all pleasure. We all are looking for pleasure. Who is not looking for pleasure? Even the person who does bad activity is doing because he thinks he will be better off if he does this. If you look, really trace it, anybody did anything anywhere, bad or good, for that purpose. So it's very interesting that Nrisimha Dev is the form for Gauriyas. This affection, reciprocation, bhakta vatsalya bhav manifested. And after Nrisimha Dev, all the incarnation have a parents. Before Nrisimha Dev, no incarnation had a parents. Was a dramatic breakout. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, our Goswamis, they title Nrisimha Dev as Paravastha Rupa. Means not just Lord's incarnation. He's a very special incarnation where the Rasa actually started. Mother Yashoda's reciprocation with Krishna, Mother Sachi's reciprocation with Nimai could not be realized if Nrisimha Dev did not desire that. Because it is same Nrisimha Dev who is Krishna with Mother Yashoda, but Nrisimha Dev actually the origin of that rasa, of that transcendental mellow. So he is source of all power in that sense. Because Doesn't matter who, where you are always looking for better and more pleasure, more. Of course, we do austerity and other, but ultimately for what? To go to spiritual world so we can have a better happiness experience by serving. Service is the key. Here in the purport, Prabhupada also put that how Maharaj Prithu explained this, the glory of the lotus feet. Now, where is the Lord's lotus feet? Is it a metaphor or is it really like a real substance? Yes, it is real substance. And our contact with the lotus feet, not only in the deity form, but in when we hear from the lotus, pure devotee's lotus mouth, that time the lotus feet emanates the separate particles to our heart through the ear. When we hear Srila Prabhupada, great devotee, pure devotees, lotus mouth vibrate, they verbalize their feeling, spiritual insight with devotional principle when they speak Harikatha. That time, the lotus feet produce four results. Ashoka Abhaya Amritaya Dhara Tumara Charana Dai Tahate Ekhana Vishama Labhiya Charinu Bhavera Bhai. So lotus feet vibrated. Lotus feet manifest through the vibration of pure devotee's lotus mouth. This is so important to know. What are those four results? Ashoka. Our lamentation will be dissipating. We will not lament for the any material loss. Lamentation generally for the past. And fear is for future. And illusion is for now. There are four illusions also. These all things will disappear. So Ashoka Abhaya. Abhaya, you will feel, you will experience, more we hear this Bhagavatam, more we'll feel like, I'm okay. I'll be okay with the Lord. As long as I'm chanting and serving the Lord, I'm okay. No fear. You will experience this. This is genuine. Means your hearing is fructifying. Your Bhagavatam and chanting holy name is fructifying. This is very nice. Ashoka Abhaya Amrita. You will get a very subtle taste. Begin with satisfaction. Satisfaction. And that satisfaction manifests in two ways. Tavat karmani kurvita javat na niravedda javata. Matkata sravanado va. Lord Krishna himself explained this in 11th canto. Tavat karmani kurvita na niravedda javata. I am aware of sense gratification, sex desire, whatever that sense gratification is, separate interest. And I'm talking to my own mind. It's okay, I don't need that. I can live without it. This is required. This is called non-niravedda javata. That condition that I can live without it. I don't need to fall for it. Yes, there is a temptation, there is a facility, there is an excess of sense gratification. I can live without it. Really, like I'm talking to myself. When you come to this point, this is one. And the second is, matkatha sravanado ba, matkatha, and I want to hear more about Krishna. I really feel I want to hear more, more, more. This hankering, I want to hear more. And I can live without the sense gratification. These two combination is called Amrita. Beginning with this. So Ashoka Abhaya Amrita Adhara. Adhara means you actually find that Krishna is behind everything. You literally feel it. Of course, out of humility, you may not want to express, but you feel, yes, Krishna is in the heart of the devotees. Krishna is in the heart of all those karmis everywhere. The whole material existence is within his stomach. Krishna ek sarvasai, Krishna sarvadham. Krishna sharire sarva vishyara vishyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained about this existential potency. So when you feel these four symptoms, that time this sloka is activating in your heart. Ashoka, Abhaya, Amrita, Adhara. No lamentation for the past or fear for future. Abhaya. And Amrita, the two things, what causes Amrita? Satisfaction coming from two sources. I can live without this sense gratification. And I'm eager to hear more. And Adhara means you see the connection, everything existing very nicely in Krishna. So this is this verse. Then Prabhupada goes on, he is explaining, oh, so wonderful. This verse itself is like whole Bhagavatam. Anna vilashita sunyam gena karma dana pritam. I'm sure you all heard this. I'm talking to the Zoom audience, that I'm sure you heard those verses, many explanations. So I'm going to look at another angle, how Prabhupada this verse also used for other reference. So for an example, I'm going to give a little explanation, because whole the essence of this purport is the karma is the root cause of all this problem. Okay. How did the karma comes? First of all, misuse of free will. Misuse of free will caused us here. As I mentioned last class, I think, was it last class or maybe class before? That Lord Shiva is the appointed governor of the entire material creation by Krishna. Krishna appointed him. His name is Adhikrita Das. Rupa Goswami Pad writes Lord Shiva as Adhikrita Das, appointed officer. He's a king. King of decentralized world. So this karma idea, where it's coming from? Initially, the living entity performs karma to provide himself with his desire, sense pleasure, in accordance with his material propensities. Then he performs karma or the activities. Karma is not, of course, karma means in the Western world, even in the stock market, I remember 30 years back, I was into stock market also a little bit. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, anyway. They also have a karma guru. I was thinking, what? Karma guru? What is karma? They are familiar. So I literally, I remember I sent an email. I said, what is karma means to you? And he sent it after a few days. He said, do something to get something. I said, okay, that's a good understanding. I mean, it's nothing wrong. That's what karma people think. Means do something to get something. And if you go to religious people, Christian, Islam, or Hindus, materially, I would say material religious people, they think karma means, well, you have to do some activity. As long as your activities is aligned with the scriptures, you are doing karma. Because you get result. Nowadays, even their conclusion is, I won't say it directly to some group, but the biggest group in this world, their group is that more materially you are equipped, more facility, you are advanced more. Because they don't have information of the second transformation of the soul. Soul has a two transformation. One is to get out from wherever he or she, whatever condition, to liberated stage. This is still material religion connected with the spirituality. Because this progression to get out, explained by the Buddhism, Islam, Christian, everybody, almost all. Nobody said this is the best world. Everybody say, well, get out. So to get out, the first transformation, more or less everybody is on the same level. Hare Krishnas are not really focusing on material, anything religious. We are connecting with the material world because we are here. But our main focus is spirituality, spiritual world, spiritual personalities. So that's called second transformation, the way I translate it. That's how I look at it. So on the second transformation, we have our eternal 11 substance. And more we think about it, our individuality, our personality in the spiritual level is so wonderful. Three things you have eternally within you, the soul has. Eternal nature, eternal position, eternal function. Eternal nature is love for Krishna, love of God. Eternal position is a servant, or you can say lover. And eternal function is service. Prabhupada translate in his lecture or in the Bhagavatam purport also, service, serve, servant. Love, beloved, lover. You can translate any way you want. But this is constitute the eternal religion or eternal component of the soul, what soul is made of. Constitute, you can say, the soul's eternity. Now, when soul misuses the free will, the covering where the karma is born. Karma is not in the structure of soul origin. So in that sense, karma is not an activity. In one sense, karma also, in Sanskrit and Bengali also, I remember, and even in Hindi or most of the language in India, karma means activities. But it is not activities here in Vaishnava understanding. Vaishnava understanding means so long I have an interest to enjoy the result of my activity without God, that is karma. This is how we translate. And when karma is not satisfied and ultimately you are disappointed from the heaven when they fall down, while they are coming down, they get so burned, frustrated, they say, what the this. I don't want to do anything with this. I'm tired of this life. I want to get out. Somebody else took birth. Gyan. Gyan is born, or the birthday of the Gyan is out of frustration of karma. Because heaven is very enjoyable. But nobody talks how they fell from the heaven. Because heaven is like a vacation, you know, you bought it, you have to come back. But the coming back is so tortured, so painful. Gyan is born. But problem is, the contamination in the heart is still there for the Gyanis. So when the Gyanis try to pursue, to get out, they come in contact with the loophole. So I don't have to work. But through this meditation on the super soul within me, I can still enjoy something I have. You know, it's called psychophysical nature. Then I'm born with some attraction is there for sex or whatever, big facility in the material world, drawing happiness from the matter, as Prabhupada said in the purport. So this idea is there. So at that time, those jnani take advantage of this astra siddhi. And they enjoy. Prabhupada even himself said, when he was a young boy in Calcutta, somebody extended his hand, a yogi, and picked up the pomegranate from Kashmir, which is about 3,000 kilometers from, maybe 2,005, I'm not sure exactly, at least 2,000 kilometers far. It's so far. 2,000 kilometers, my hand to go and grab some fruit from a tree. That's far out. So these are called yogi. Yogi comes from where? Yogi comes from jnana, the advantage taker of jnana. They still want to get out of here. So these are also, that's why karma and jnana, yoga, these are all part of the contamination of the soul, separate interest from God. That's what it boils down to. See, we have to understand from a technical point that objects of the material world cannot touch spiritual objects. We should remember that. However, as soon the living entity develops the conception that he is the enjoyer of this material nature, his atomic spiritual form is covered by the subtle body made of false ego, as I mentioned. So this is how the shackle of Maya binds our legs. Leg in a metaphor means how to, you cannot move without her. She is going to move you. So living entity having a sattvic or assertive ego reside in the higher planet. They are called demigods. And when their legs, living entity's legs are bound in a rajasic or arrogancy or aggressiveness, then they are given a mixture of the propensity of demigods and human being. This is what rajasic. And they are confined of rajasic shackles made of, you can say, silver. And sattvic is gold. That's how the acharyas explain. And the tamasic, who are mad of taste, the matter, from the dull matter, they're bound in a tamasic shackles. Example is given iron. So there is a gradation, but they're still under the material nature. So once the jiva are bound in this shackle, they cannot leave the prison. And any activity they do, that's called karma, or jnana, or yoga. But of course, yoga in a higher sense, connecting with God to get out. So that's why we are also a yogi in that sense. Now, the covering of the gross material body has a 6 stages. The covering of the gross material body has a 6 stages. The birth, existence, growth, creating byproducts, decline and death, or dwindle and death. You can translate as you like. And these 6 transformations are the inherent attributes of the gross body. Hunger, thirst, old age, that these are like 6 other things that actually keeps the body going. So far details about the karma are explained all over Bhagavatam. And what causes this physical body to manifest is the subtle body. Subtle body is a route that the soul connects to the physical body and physical world. If the subtle body is pure, then automatically our vision to the physical world and physical body will be purified. Just physical body or physical world or physical body, I may have a tilakam, you know, the physical body may be dressed as a Vaishnava. If the subtle body is not purified, not with the devotional qualities, then the bondage in the material world will still remain. And there's no way we can get out. Of course, we come to a point where you have to make a decision. Should I keep on lingering in this material world, take Krishna consciousness as a media of having a good spiritual life, or you make a decision, this is my last life in this material world. I want to get out and help as many souls to get out with me. That decision each of the devotee has to make. And with the Advanced Devotees Association, Srila Prabhupada, reading Srila Prabhupada's books, chanting every day 16 or minimum 16 hours, and hearing Bhagavatam, we can easily get out. This is the conclusion of given. On this verse, Annabilashita Shimnam, is very, very profound. And I hope you can chew this sloka, actually literally, as many, just like a little baby likes chewing candy, you can chew this verse day and night, and you'll find a new meaning, because this is the one verse I can show you in every pages of Srila Prabhupada's books. Almost any chapter you bring, this part of this verse is there. So this verse Prabhupada used a lot, and this verse we should know a lot. Now here Prabhupada also mentioned about the desire. So I'm going to explain a little bit about importance of desire and how our desire connected with divine desire. Desire is a formidable power that can both work for us and against us. To manage it effectively, we need to see it in relation with divine. That is the source of everything, including desire. So human desire is founded in divine desire. Bhagavad Gita explained that, 15.7, that mame vamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Jiva bhuta sanatana. Krishna is sanatana, we are also sanatana, eternal. Krishna is eternal, we are eternal. Krishna's body is made of Satchitananda, we are also made of Satchitananda. So because Krishna has a desire, we too have, as his part and parcel, also have desires. His deepest desire is to love and be loved. That too is our deepest desire. Each of us, right now, if you really check your heart, you will come to this conclusion that my deepest desire, each of us will agree, is to love and be loved. Our power to desire does not originate from anything evil, anything separate from God. We have to understand that. So human desire is facilitated by divine desire. Krishna wants our voluntary love, not our forced submission. That is why he has given us free will. Free will to choose to love and seek whatever we want. Prabhupada repeated this many purports in his lectures, in his purports. So when we seek such things, it is he who facilitate us in fulfilling those desires. We are initiating cause. He is a sanctioning cause. Maya or material nature is instrumental cause or ingredient cause. Actually, instrumental cause, because ingredients also not coming from her. Coming to her, through her we get it, but it's coming from God. Suppose we desire something beautiful. It is because of him that beautiful things exist. Samartha lokala avanna amurta lochanam rinam akhila rasamrita si vigraha murti. Krishna is the reservoir of all beauty, all rasam, transcendental mellow of rasam. So it is because of him we have the abilities and resources that enable us to pursue those beautiful things. Deep down, if you really research within your heart, as long as it's aligned with the scripture, you will see that. Indeed, it is because of Krishna we have the very consciousness that appreciate beauty. He is the overseer. He says, Upadrashta, Anumanta, Bhakta, Bhokta, Maheshara, Paramatmeti, Chapi, Yukta, Dehosmin, Purushapara. 1321, Bhagavad Gita. It is because of him we have very consciousness that appreciates beauty. And that sloka gives us that Krishna is the overseer. He is the sanctioner. Not like a sanctioner in a bad sense, like, oh, he didn't sanction for me. No. He sees if you are eligible. If you deserve this one, then he will sanction. He's not a whimsical sanctioner. He's a very loving, motherly. So he's a sanctioner. He's a maintainer who provides us with our desirable according to our karma. So human desire is fulfilled in divine desire. That we have to remember. And divine desire can refer to both desire for the divine and the desire of the divine. For the divine and of the divine. So whatever we find desirable, it reflects a spark of the attractiveness of the supreme divinity, Krishna. Jajjat vibhuti mat sattam simat urjitam eva va. 1041, Krishna says, anything you see attractive, we should immediately recognize Krishna. Krishna is transcendental. Transcendental is God beyond the nature. Immense is God in the nature also. Everything is connected with Krishna. And Krishna is there everywhere. We just have to develop that vision, that eye, through the association of devotees, so we can start seeing Krishna everywhere. Then fearlessness comes. So when we desire, when we direct our desire, as Prabhupada says in a morning walk, towards Krishna, our heart finds the ultimate fulfillment when we direct. But we have to decide, choose to direct our desire towards Krishna. And when we love Krishna, we naturally want to make his desires our own, thereby uniting more intimately in love with him. So human desire is founded in divine desire, facilitated by divine desire, and fulfilled in divine desire. Now I'm looking at the purport. The bottom line, Prabhupada says, any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Nrisimhadev as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. And recently we are experiencing something like this. How you do this, it is not just you pray. You have to contemplate when you pray, what is that means to you? How it is pleasing Krishna. If you do not contemplate mothers and prabhus, if you do not reflect, if you really do not talk about it, discuss about this verse, if you really want to get out of the material desire, you have to contemplate, what is this verse means? What is that means to me? How is the relevant to the karmis? How it is relevant to the devotees? When you contemplate like this, literally, then something will happen. Your intelligence will capture this and you can hold on to it. Your intelligence will capture this. After intelligence captures, you can apply this in your consciousness. And that application will cause your thinking, awareness, feeling transform. This is called heart transform. Then a mystical, spiritual satisfaction will pervade over your heart, that you'll feel natural attraction to Krishna, Nishinadev. And you'll be satisfied wherever you are. Your satisfaction will not be checked by the situation. It will be more of a, will be located by that existence, that spiritual vision actually will give you that satisfaction. So, if we contemplate and apply this, then you will get three things, I always say. First is purification. Second is transformation. Third is satisfaction. And each of us definitely need this right now. Then we have a at least secure journey towards the ultimate destiny. With that note, I'll end here. I'm sorry, I noticed I went over, Krishna. I don't know how time goes so fast. Hare Krishna. Mother,
thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful class as always. I would like to ask a request to devotees. If anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead.
Any reflection?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam.
Thank you. Hare Krishna Sureshwar Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the nice class. Prabhu, I'm just thinking, like in this chapter, the prayers are offered to different incarnations of the Supreme Lord. But, you know, when we read and we go, right, Prabhu, for next chapters, we keep forgetting, Prabhu, exactly, because so many prayers are being offered, like we saw prayers offered to Hayagriva, right? Or Hayashirsha also. And now Narsimhadev, and then future things will come. And we may just read and forget, Prabhu, when we are going further.
It's nothing wrong. It's all good. Because if you look at many examples, like Maharaj Kulashekar. Maharaj Kulashekar was in love with Lord Ram. And he exhibited this, his attachment to serve the Lord, even in the battle to kill Ravana. Of course, this happened million years back. But Maharaj Kulashekar was a Alwar very recently, no? Few hundred years back. But then Lord Ram appeared. So it was nothing wrong. But then later on, he heard from the same another devotee about Mother Yashoda's love for Krishna. And he fell in love to serve under Mother Yashoda. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that Rupa Goswami passed explanation on difference rasa, difference mela that emanates in connection with a different manifestation of Bhagavan. Each incarnation actually represents a particular rasa. Just like Kapil Dev is Santa Rasa. Rupa Goswami Pad says. So like this, every incarnation. And then sometimes you may be overwhelmed. Well, I thought I liked this. Now I like this. What to do? Don't worry. Keep on going. And then you come to the last and next one, next one, next one. At one point, you will come back to the Hanumanji's beautiful expression. He says, Srinate Janaki Nate Ubhayastu Paramatmane Tathapi Sarvasya Mama Rama Kamala Lochana. I know Lakshmi Narayan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mother Janaki and Lord Ramchandra, Lakshmi Narayan, they are all supreme. But my Ram is my Ram. I cannot think anybody but Ram. This is Dasharas began. So what you are all doing, BJP, is wonderful. Because you're giving opportunity for everybody to find their actually anchor, where their origin is actually hooked. So all the facilities should be there. And it's wonderful. And changing is no question, nothing wrong. Until you will come to that point, Paramatma par Brahma Gena Prabhin, you will know that all the incarnation, they're all Vishnu Tattva, is wonderful. But you will find some tangible, some sweet attraction in your heart for particular form. You'll say, why am I feeling for that? Maybe I should pursue this. Maybe you are set for this. So there's nothing wrong, Prabhu. It's all good.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. And I like your statement of when you mentioned that Maya Devi transforms the material elements into palatable ice cream to attract. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Anyone would like to give some reflection? Mother Shyama Gauri Devi Dasi, thank you so much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanwad Pranam. Prabhuji, everyone has the connection with Super Soul, not just Bhakti Sangha. Actually, your connection is so strong, that's why you get the verse what you like the most. So nice, Prabhuji. Very, but very beautiful class.
But it's coming through you, so I have to appreciate.
No, it's, you know, Lord's mercy. You know, I just forgot the Saturday and I counted the verses and I said, oh, I didn't count the verse for Saturday. And the verse went on Saturday and the same verse came to you. It's like your favorite verse.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I was like, wow, Krishna is behind everything. So you all are connected with Krishna, definitely.
Yes, Prabhuji, we need your mercy and blessings to stay connected with Krishna. Thank you.
Definitely, I'll pray for all of you, Mother.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Mother Komodiki Devi Dasi, you know, I'm staying with Jayadita Maharaj. He's so kindly giving us shelter here.
Yes, wow. I heard you when you were talking and he was also saying something.
He's here, but he's quiet. We have a two program today, so as soon as we finish here, then we're going to go to Baton Rouge, coming back for Sunday feast. Maharaj is wonderful, and Maharaj appreciate you and your husband so much.
It's his mercy.
Thank you. So we can end.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Devotees, anybody have any further questions? Or else we can end the call here today. If nobody have any questions, we can end the call here, Prabhuji, with your permission.
Vanshidhari Prabhu has question.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Can you be louder, Prabhu?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji, for wonderful class. Like, I have to listen it again and again by pausing it, as you said, like each sentence is like a, you know, like a quotation. So I have to hear it again and contemplate and pause and then reflect again. But a few things which stand out very, very profoundly to me is like first thing which Sureshwar Chan Prabhu also said, that Maya represents everything in a palatable form in front of us to allure us. So that is so profound because it didn't occur to me. We get attracted to so many things, but if we just see that it is just a raw material, you know, transformed into something good. We go to kitchen, we don't feel attracted to the pantry, right? But when we make a palatable dish, we just go after it. So it's the same thing. So that is so much. Like anytime now I get attracted to something material, I will try to remember this thing that, hey, this is a transformation, nothing else. Behind it, it's all raw material, which has no attraction. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. And the definition of karma which you gave, that also like struck me very much. Like anything which we do for the desire of our personal sense gratification, keeping Krishna out, that is really karma. So that is also so clear. Like in one sentence, in few words, it sums up everything about karma, you know. So much. So thank you so much for giving that also. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. I'm glad you got that definition of karma. This is just where, you know, I thought many times, so long we have a desire separately from Krishna's desire, that's all.
Right.
Whatever it is, right, is all karma.
Yes.
Means so, ignorance.
That clears up so many things. Like, for example, when we are doing chanting, but if we are doing chanting for get rid of our miseries, material miseries or anything like that, then it may have a karma mishrit bhakti, as we say. So now it becomes very clear, right? But when we are doing just for the sake, like just for the pleasing our guru or just for pleasing Krishna, then it becomes no karma. Then it becomes pure spiritual activity. So
very good. You got it, Prabhu. Yeah, very nice.
Many times I was having this doubt, you know, because at one point we say that Krishna doesn't touch anything material. He is completely spiritual. He has nothing to do with material world. He has just handed it over to Mother Durga and the Shiva, and he doesn't interfere with material energy. But then I was thinking that then how come what we all are doing connects to Krishna, right? So I think here is the link. Like, since we are not doing it for our sense, if we don't do it for our sense pleasure, then it directly connects to Krishna. Otherwise, it's all material. Even if you are doing all devotional service, it can all be material if it's not directly connected to Krishna. And if it's for our sense gratification, a tinge of sense gratification is there, then it's not connecting to Krishna. So thank you.
Very good. You know, one meditation, I generally do many little meditation. What is internal potency? What is external potency?
Mm-hmm.
So you put a metaphor of Lakka Hira before coming to Haridas Thakur and after association of 3 days with Haridas Thakur. Mahamaya became Jogomaya. How this happened is the attitude. The Jogomaya was taking breast milk from Mother Devaki.
Mm.
Mother Devaki was so much, she didn't have any daughter. She has the sons. All the sons were born. This is the first time she is holding a baby, daughter, girl. So she was having overwhelming. And she also has a fear that Kamsa will come. So was it Jogomaya? Yes, 100% Jogomaya was there. But the moment Kamsa hold the baby with the feet to grab and smash the head, as he is expert killer of a baby, he did already before. There is no Jogomaya. Transform into Mahamaya. Why? How? Is the attitude. Kamsa wants to kill. He has the exploitation. The moment I have exploitation, it is Mahamaya. Doesn't matter. I can be in the altar.
Right.
Because it was there. right in front.
Right.
So Mahamaya and Jogomaya, it just... our own attitude towards Krishna service causes this. It's for me, it's Mahamaya. It's for Krishna's pleasure. Jogamaya. Thank you. That was very nice. You got it.
Thank you, Prabhuji. And my respectful, humble obeisances and our pranam to Maharaj also.
I will definitely give
him. I'm missing him.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Beautiful answer. Anybody have question?
So we can chant Hare Krishna loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare.
Pancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhaye vacha Anandagadi Vaishnavinda ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Bhagavad Gita Sangha group ki jai,
Ram Govind Prabhuji ki
jai, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Prabhu Dhanvat.